actually, we missed a couple.
Mr. Humphrey?
Mr. Utter?
I just wanted to let you know I popped you and Mike Ford an email.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are now joined by Martin Truex Jr., tonight's runner-up. Here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, we're going to go right into questions, and our first question is going to come from Daniel McFadden. Go ahead with the question, Daniel.
Hey, Martin. So after that second place finish, can you maybe just give us some insight into, after not having been in the series for 11 years, just how different the cars handle from a decade ago and like how different they are to what you'll be racing tomorrow?
Well, they're very different than what we'll race tomorrow and then that what we've been racing here for a little while, you know, obviously with the 550 package, but not too different really from, you know, 16 or 17, 18 low downforce rules that we used to race here. Felt a little bit different, but, you know, mostly I think because suspension stuff's different, you know, they're not on bump stops and they have ride height rules and all that. So some of that stuff felt different. It was, you know, obviously all in all, it was pretty good hot rod. So it wasn't a whole lot to figure out other, you know, I know the track and just trying to figure out how hard I could push and not, you know, smoke the tires off it, which I proceeded to do at the end of the race. So, you know, a lot different than what we have today, but not a lot different than what we used to race in the past.
Thank you.
Next question will come from Dustin Albina. Go ahead with the question, Dustin.
Yeah, Martin, I know that winning is really all that matters, but how much fun did you have?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I think, you know, actually, I think the last time I ran one of these races, I ran second as well. So that kind of stinks. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, obviously, you're really strong the first two stages and then, you know, screwed up and sped on pit road. So probably gave away any chance we had at winning there and just had to use it up too much coming through the field. So track got slick. Felt like it definitely got slicker for me, at least when the sun was going down and shading up one and two. And, you know, we just kind of lost the handle there once we got up to – I think we got up to about seventh or eighth pretty quickly there. And then just felt like I was really abusing my tires and not going anywhere. So tough third stage, but you know, track position is obviously important as well. But did have a lot of fun. And thanks to Stanley for, you know, for asking me to do this. And thanks to everybody, you know, at JGR and on the Xfinity side for letting me have a crack at it.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
We're going to take two more from Martin. We're going to go to Luis Torres. Go ahead with your question, Luis.
Thank you, Matt. So, as you mentioned, you haven't been in an Xfinity car in over a decade. Just tell us if there's any drivers that stood out to you while competing against that kind of used their head or ran well with you.
Well, a bunch of them, really, at the end, especially when I was, you know, coming from the back. And, you know, obviously, Allgaier went and he did a great job. And, you know, his, you know, he had a really good car at the end there. So, you know, good to see. Hate to lose to anyone, but, you know, he's a good guy. And, he's been knocking on the door and had a tough season, start to the season, I should say. So, you know, and my buddies, Dale and Kelly own that car and LW. So congrats to them. And a lot of young guys, a lot of young talent, you know, Gregson's out there with half the fenders on the thing and out of control sideways and fighting after the race. And that was fun to be, you know, around that and watch that. And he raced pretty hard there at one point with 20 or so to go. And, you know, Harrison Burton did a really good job all day. I was kind of around him, could see what he was doing. He was nice and smooth and taking care of his stuff. So a lot of young talent out there, and you know, it was fun to race with those guys.
Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
Our final question for Martin will come from Bob Pockers. Go with the question, Bob.
Yeah, Martin, did I hear you right where you said you hit a bump coming on pit road? And is that what kind of launched you to be speeding? And are those new, or does the Xfinity car react differently to it than a Cup car?
Yeah, that's a good question. The bumps have always been there at the start of pit road, and it's always a challenge. And basically, you know, this tack is so different than what I'm used to. It was really hard for me to see and just have a comfort level for the way the lights flash from green to red. And I was flashing greens. And when you hit those bumps, all the lights kind of go haywire for a second. And, you know, with my Cup car, I am so used to the pedals and throttle and, you know, the way all that stuff works, I can kind of, when those lights get crazy for a minute, I can have trust that I'm staying at a constant speed. With this car, it just, with the throttle and the carburetor and all that stuff being different, it was really tough for me to modulate on pit road. So, yeah, just hit those bumps and the lights got to flashing. And I thought I was maintaining you know, my pit road speed, and obviously I wasn't. So that was, you know, pretty unfortunate. I was really trying to be conservative on pit road because, you know, we had the lead and And obviously, you never want to go to the back. So that was definitely a bummer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good deal. Well, thank you, Martin. Appreciate you taking the time. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
We are now joined by our third place finisher today, Harrison Burton, and also AJ Elmendinger, who finished fifth and also qualified for the Dash for Cash at Martinsville coming up here in a couple weeks. So we'll start with questions for both guys. First of all, AJ, I know you had to start off with some adversity at the beginning, but walk us through your run today.
Yeah, it was kind of we had adversity throughout the course of the day. Starting in the back, was able to drive through the field pretty quick, and especially after the competition yellow, get back really fighting up there, and I felt like we were going to finish about sixth or seventh in the stage, and on that restart thought maybe even a top five. And when that wreck happened, we just got caught up just a little bit in it, and I think it must have caught the right front, a little bit of damage, and popped the tire, and I hit the fence. And from there, guys did a great job repairing the car. I hit it, I felt like, pretty hard, and just shows how strong these Xfinity cars are. So we had a loose tire, so I was basically down a lap for most of the race, was able to get the free pass or take the wave around and get back in lead lap and at least get back on the same tire strategy at the end of the race. So fought hard and were able to get back in the top five. So proud of everybody at Colic Racing. I felt like the Ellsworth Advisor Chevy was really fast. Even with the damage, I'd like to have seen it without the damage, but still a top five finish for the day that we had is a solid day.
And Harrison, walk us through your run.
Yeah, it was a challenging run. We had track position all day. We're in the top five pretty much all day, and that's always frustrating when you're just good enough to be there and you're just not quite good enough to take the lead. So for me, I think the biggest thing was trying to adjust the car and not go too far. And I didn't think I did the best job relaying some of that information to Jason. I feel like at the end of the race, we finally got pretty strong on the short run and then just kind of faded on the long run and got too tight, which we had done the opposite all day. We'd faded and gotten loose. Kind of a tough deal. Really fortunate to be in a situation I'm in. It was a lot of fun to race real hard with those guys. It just came home with a decent day, just not quite the dominant day that I wanted.
Yeah, we're going to open up the floor for questions. Our first question is going to come from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead with the question, Mitchell.
Harrison, it looked like you had a conversation with Daniel Hemric after his little scuffle with Noah Gregson. Just wondering what you said to him.
Not much, really. He was pretty upset, so I kind of just gave him a fist bump and said, keep your head up. I know he had a tough day, so obviously his emotions were real high, but I'm real close with all my JGR teammates, and we worked really well together all year so far. So I've been there before, obviously, in that exact same situation, and I know that kind of sucks when you're angry, and that's all I said. So nothing really exciting for you guys to hear, exciting for a conflict or anything. Just told him to keep his head up and keep digging. He's been doing really well, and it's a tough adjustment going from team to team, and he started off pretty well, and I think today was one of the first days he's kind of struggled. So that was all I said, really.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Marty Sakala. Go ahead with the question, Marty.
Thanks, Matt. Gentlemen, thanks for your time. I got one for each of you. Actually, I got two questions. First one for both of you, then the second for AJ. First to both of you. A lot of chatter about Josh Berry's accident where his splitter dug into the grass. So I'm kind of curious, from your guys' perspective, would you guys rather see the splitters removed, or would you see grass being replaced with turf on a car like an Xfinity Series machine?
Well, I have a great answer for this because I'm sponsored by Fields, and I know what amazing work they can do. They actually did the infield of Charlotte, and man, it's awesome. Like, gosh, you spin out through there and you're so thankful. Like, I know I'm kind of, it's a sponsor plug, but on the other hand, it's just true, right? Like, I've been there before where you spin through the grass and just demolish the nose of your car, and it's always frustrating. The Xfinity Series splitters are probably that big. They're not all that huge. I think the racing in the Xfinity Series is amazing.
The package is fun to drive. You can drive in the traffic real well. So I don't know if a valence is necessarily the answer or not. I know a lot of people are team valence, but gosh, that turf makes a big difference too. So there's two ways to look at it for sure.
AJ?
Yeah, I mean, it's the grass is always a question, right? You know, it looks pretty, but obviously does a lot of damage. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's up to the tracks and NASCAR. I mean, it's our job to not spin through the grass. So if it happens, it happens, you know. I mean, that's it's our job to not spin through the grass. Of course, like Daytona Road Course, I like to have had some AstroTurf as well, but it is what it is. We're supposed to stay on the racetrack. So that's what we probably should focus on.
And then AJ, last one for me. Saw this pre-race, you and Justin Haley having a lot of fun. Looks like you guys have the most chemistry right now in the Xfinity Series garage. Just what's your relationship like? Oh my goodness, relationship like with Haley?
Yeah, I mean, I love Justin. I mean, I see a lot of myself in him. He's got so much talent, and what he's done for college racing over the last 3 years is the reason why we're so fast every weekend. So you know, he can get pretty low. In down on himself sometimes, and I know that feeling. So I try to pump him up if he needs it, and if not, we're just having fun. And you know, Jeb's the same way. Jeb's just new to the team, and it's fun having him there. So overall, it's a good time. We're supposed to be here having fun. Believe me, I'm just as hard on myself, and I can dig myself a hole sometimes too. But we're here having fun, so why not do it?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Good deal. And we've got one more question from Jarrett Lumberg. Go ahead with the question, Jarrett.
My question's for AJ. I want to ask, I've noticed a lot of different videos or support for drivers at Colleague. What's the difference of the atmosphere there compared to other teams that you've been at that makes it so team-oriented?
We're just the coolest drivers out of the field. Sorry, Algar. I see him in the back. Hey, congrats, though. But no, as a whole, we're just the coolest drivers. And you know, it's a family atmosphere, so it shows. Simple answer.
Man, I'm on the same Zoom link as you. You don't have to be mean like that.
I didn't say you weren't cool, Harrison. I just said we were the coolest drivers.
Oh, we were friends.
It's still much love to everybody else. It's just the coolest drivers.
Well, we can all feel the love tonight. And, gentlemen, I really appreciate you taking the time to share that love. Good luck in 2 weeks in Martinsville.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt, you bringing me on for an accident?
I'm sorry, Nider. I missed what you said there.
He said, "Are you bringing in Noah Gregson?"
We're gonna work on making that happen. Okay, we are now joined by today's race-winning driver, Justin Allgaier. Congratulations on the win. Walk us through your run there today.
First of all, thank you. Really just proud of this team, everybody at Junior Motorsports. To have the Exalta Echo Park colors on the car today, to win the Echo Park 200, or 250, I guess, obviously it was super special. But even more than that, you know, we have had a rough go at it in 2021, that's for sure. And we've not had the finishes to show. We've had fast cars each and every week, but we just not had the finishes to show for it. So today was more about digging deep, persevering. You know, I knew Martin was going to be coming at the end of the race there, and I didn't know if I could do anything different. You know, I didn't know if there was any options that I needed to change my line. And Eddie DeHaan did a great job of just kind of coaching me through. Just keep hitting your marks. If you hit the line you're running, you're going to be in great shape. And, you know, ultimately that's what led to going to victory lane. And, you know, it's really special. You know, we've not been to victory lane since we lost Rowdy, and you know, it's been an emotional win probably as much as anything, but my wife and daughter are here. This is the last one they get to travel to. obviously can't go to victory lane, but just proud of the guys. We had great pit stops all day. We made good adjustments all day, you know, and ultimately it came down to the end where we just we put ourselves in the right spot, and you know, ultimately it worked out for us.
Good deal. We're going to open up the floor for questions. We're going to go first to Dustin Albino. Go with your question, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, obviously good win today, but overall, what's the mood at with the way the season started at JRM?
You know, I've not seen our team this fired up to turn the ship around as I have here lately in a long time. And, you know, I think that when you, you know, kind of yoke the horses and everybody pulls in the same direction, you find that, you know, we have such a great organization and such a great group of guys, and we just all have to move in a collective effort and, you know, dig ourselves out of this hole that we've been in. And obviously today didn't go as planned for everybody in our group. But, you know, I feel like all four of our cars showed speed at certain points throughout the course of the day. And, you know, that's really what it's all about, is just trying to right the ship. You know, when you're down and out, it's hard to build momentum. And, you know, I think today's a great start to that. You know, the engine shop has been working really hard. I know everybody at our shop has been working really hard. You know, we felt like we wanted to be a little bit faster at the course of the beginning course of the year. And we also needed some luck. And, you know, the definition of luck, I always say, is when opportunity meets preparation. And we've done a great job of being prepared. And the day we got the opportunity and we capitalized on it. And that's really what it's all about.
Thanks, Justin. Congrats on the win.
Yeah. Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate it.
Our next question is going to come from Bob Pockers. Go with the question, Bob.
Yeah, just a little bit along those same lines. I mean, how have you felt about the start of your season? You've been positioned for some good runs, and I don't know whether you characterize them as mistakes or bad fortune that's kind of taking you out of some potential good finishes.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We've kind of had all of the above. You know, I'll be the first to say that I've definitely made some mistakes this year. And I think a lot of that comes from, you know, when you don't feel like you're running as good as you want to run, or you start behind the eight ball from the beginning of the race, you try to make things happen. And sometimes in this sport, you're better off to just kind of let them happen as they're going to happen. And today's a great example of that. You know, we just plugged along, and we tried to make no mistakes, and we never tried to get more than what we had. You know, at the beginning of the runs, we weren't as good as we wanted to be, and we let the track and the car come to us. And, you know, ultimately, that was the difference maker for us. I think that's where we were able to make a positive gains in the setup all day, because we didn't get frustrated at the speed that we had early. And, you know, I think that's a big part of it. I'll be honest with you, Bob. I've been miserable the beginning part of this year, not from a standpoint of the finishes, but more so from a fact of just not living up to the expectations I put on myself, on our team, the expectations the team has of themselves. You know, we have such a great organization that it's hard when you feel like you're letting, you know, collectively everybody's letting each other down, and you always want to keep trying to push through that. And that's really what today is all about, is just getting that momentum going again on our side, and really kind of, like I said earlier, just riding that ship.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Our next question will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead with the question, Chris.
Hey, Justin, congratulations on the win today. This is the earliest that you've won in a season since 2017. How important is that, or is it important at all?
Well, that's actually good to know. I like, after like the third or fourth race in points, I was just hoping that we'd make it back to a position where we could even make the playoffs if we won a race. So, you know, this obviously helps, goes a long way. We got good stage points all day. But I think for me, probably more than the win early was the fact that we were able to hold off Martin. You know, there's no question Martin had the best car early on. Even at the end there, you know, he had a great car and had to push really hard to even get to get to me. So, you know, I knew that if I let myself down and let the 54 get by me, I knew I was going to be pretty bummed at myself. So, you know, it was more about an internal battle at the end there, just to make sure that I didn't make any mistakes. As Bob pointed out, you know, you can't make mistakes in this sport. It's so easy to make a small mistake and it turned into a big one. So I knew I needed to do my job and run qualifying laps there at the end. And you know, ultimately that's what it came down to. You know, I think he pushed a little too hard. Lap traffic worked in my favor, and you know, we had a good car. You know, that really is what it comes down to, is we had a good car.
Justin, was there any concern of the speed of the JRM cars so early in the season? I know we went to Las Vegas and it really didn't have the speed that we had been accustomed to seeing JRM. Was there any concern about the speed of the race car so early?
Well, you know, it's hard, Chris, because we started so far back kind of collectively, right? We were all starting in the back week in and week out. And, you know, I heard, I think it was Amarola this week talking about how, you know, when you start at the back and even if you have a fast car, it's just so hard with the level of competition that we have in the series right now. You know, it's so hard to make your way through. And, you know, you might get 5-10 spots kind of off the bat, but then after that, you know, you're really battling it out, especially at a place like here at Atlanta where tires fall off. And, you know, we took the green and I boat anchored, right? I went backwards and really was disappointed in the first couple of laps. And then, you know, kind of worked our way through there, didn't get in a rush and was able to get up front. And I think all these races have been the same way, right? We've maybe not fired off the race as good as we'd like to, but we were able to persevere through all of it and you know, be there until it went wrong. And so now I think for us, it's about, you know, keeping that momentum and, you know, building on the success that we had today, knowing what we made adjustment wise. I mean, we made some big adjustments to the car coming into this week for our 7 team. And I feel like, you know, fundamentally it was a good change and hopefully something that we can take to some of these other mile and a halves and use it to our advantage.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Our next question will come from Lee Spencer. Go ahead with the question, Lee.
Thank you, and congratulations, Justin. Just curious, listening to you and Eddie DeHaan over those final laps, could you have done this without him?
I'd say Eddie is a goldmine for me. You know, he's such a calm individual, and number one, he's a great spotter, right? Like, he's really good at the details, but he's just such a calm individual and you know, able to really look at the big picture. And I think for me, that was part of today that really made the difference. You know, we had a lot of restarts where I would just tell Eddie, I'm like, listen, make the decision for me, right? On these choose lanes, make the decision for me. I know you're able to see what's going on. You know, who's going to be in front of me. I said, just make those decisions. Cause it's going to be, you know, that's going to be the difference maker for the races today. And, you know, at the end there, having the option to the opportunity to be the leader, that's kind of a moot point, right? It doesn't really matter. But, you know, when you're trying to battle through the field, a guy like that on your side, giving you the gap and, you know, just harping on you to stay positive, stay committed and stay calm is such a calming influence for me. It was really special. I love Eddie to death. And, you know, we've had our ups and we've had our downs as far as race wins and not race wins. And so to get him back to victory lane was really cool. And obviously he's got a great shot at going to victory lane tomorrow as well. So, you know, I'm excited for that.
And Zane Smith said in an earlier interview that when Kyle Busch is in the field, he just automatically races him harder than anybody else. You kind of feel the same way when you have a champion like Martin Truex Jr. coming in there and mixing it up with you guys.
I never really had the chance to race with Martin all day, unfortunately. You know, we had the one restart. I was able to stay to his outside getting down into turn one. But, you know, for the most part, you know, Martin's extremely talented. You know, he's a champion for a reason across the board. And, you know, somebody that I look up to as a racer, even though we're not that much different in age, you know, he's somebody that obviously I look up to. And I remember, so I'm guessing this is probably the first time I've gotten to race Martin in a while. I don't know if it may be the first time ever. I don't know. But in the Xfinity series, let me start there. But I remember at Bristol Motor Speedway, my very first race that I went with my wife and we went as fans, Martin won in the A car at that particular race. And I even bought a diecast car when we left because I thought it was so cool. It was the purple Taco Bell car. And that's stuck in my memory. You know, when we come down to the end of the race, my goal was to not let him get by me, you know, and I don't know that I would have raced him any differently than had it been Harrison or AJ or anybody else that was, you know, in the top five up there. But I knew I couldn't live with myself if I let him get by me. So I just had to keep my head down and keep digging. But when you do beat somebody like Martin Truex Jr., it obviously means a lot. And, you know, it makes it special.
Thank you. Safe travels.
I appreciate it. But I have to tell you, I had to go. We went to a spring training baseball game last week when we were out in Arizona, and it was not our Cardinals, and it was not as good of a game. So I was pretty disappointed.
Our next question will come from Luis Torres. Go ahead with the question, Luis.
Thank you, Matt. To add on, you mentioned about Eddie DeHaan. When it comes to that restart, like when a guy like Colby Howard was stayed out because he didn't have tires, how crucial was it for him to help you out to make sure you don't jump the start in case of Howard would have spun his tires? But it did look like he got out of the way with ease.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the cool things that I love about Eddie is when you're up towards the front like that, you know, he'll kind of coach you through what's going to happen, and, you know, in his experience, what's going to go on. But when it comes down to those restart zone, he'll say, all right, I'm going to go quiet so you can hear what's going on around you. And, you know, that's a big help. You know, but he also, if I need help, he's the first guy to key the radio up and get me through there. So, you know, that was an interesting restart. You know, I'm glad that it worked out the way that it did, that we were able to have that restart where we were on the front row. You know, I thought when we were coming into turn three that we were going to be somewhere in the second row, and, you know, not really a fan of that, but to be on the front row. And you know, I think the one thing that I want to say is Kobe did a great job. You know, that's a tough spot to be in. To be the leader, to be on old tires, to know that you're a sitting duck. That's a tough spot to be in. And I thought he was very helpful to the other cars. I mean, obviously he can't give his race up. He's got to go out there and he's got to battle those guys. They're trying to do everything they can in points as well. And he did a great job of, you know, trying to get rolling as best he could once he got to start finish line, getting out of the way. And I think that goes a long way. It earns a lot of respect from you fellow racers. And so I thought he did a fantastic job. You know, I was glad to be able to let him leave and still leave after him and be able to get the jump and get to turn one better.
Thank you. Once again, congratulations on the W.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Our next question will come from Marty Sakala. Go ahead with the question, Marty.
Thanks, Matt. Justin, congrats on the win. I got two for you here. First off, just looking at next race, Martinsville Speedway. I know you finished runner up there. Just what's the outlook for it in a few weeks?
I want to win, you know, just because you won today doesn't mean that you want to win any less next race. But, you know, I'm going to be the first to tell you, I feel like personally I'm better on short tracks. You know, for me, that's always been the tracks that have suited my driving style better. To win at Atlanta, honestly, is a little bit shocking. I've loved this place for so long, and I've wanted to win here for so long. But to finally be able to do that was huge. So for me, you know, going and getting comfortable at Martinsville, knowing that the pressure's off, I think that is something that needs to be said, is just, you know, not that we give up anything, not that we're going to, you know, not do our job when it gets to Martinsville, but man, we have been so behind the eight ball that it's like, okay, we can breathe. We can go to Martinsville. We can have fun. We're going to obviously go there to try to win the race, but we can go there and have fun you know, try to put ourselves in good position and learn. You know, I think some of these guys are going to go into Martinsville with the idea that they have to go there and win. And we're in the position where we can go there. We can try to take the best car we can, and we can try to learn for the fall where we know it's going to be a deciding race for, you know, making it to that final four. So that's a big deal for us.
I'll go with my second question. So congratulations on the win again. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I like the backdrop there, by the way. That's a killer backdrop. All the Funko Pops and the diecast cars. That's pretty cool.
I appreciate it. Your teammate said something pretty cool about it too. So
I'm trying to get, I really want a Funko Pop of me. I know Dale Jr. had one, so maybe one of these days I'll be cool enough to get one.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Our next and final question will come from Daniel McFadden. Go ahead with your question, Daniel.
Hey, Justin, you sort of like addressed how good this win is when it comes to your team, as far as like kind of the mood wise. And so can you describe what's been the mood at Junior Motorsports through this first month of the racing season with all the struggles you guys have faced?
Well, I mean, I think there's been a lot of disappointment. You know, I kind of mentioned earlier that, you know, there's been a lot of drive and ambition and want to go and be good, but there's also been a lot of disappointment. I mean, it's hard week in and week out when you feel like you're just getting kicked in the teeth, no matter what you do. And it's not like, that's kind of the crazy part for me, is it's not been, you know, solely on the 7 car or solely on the 1 car, solely on the 9, solely on the 8. You know, it's been a collective effort of all 4 of our cars that we've had just dumb things happen. And that's been disappointing. You know, I think we've had all 4 cars have had speed week in and week out. And so I think there's been a lot of disappointment, but ultimately when it comes down to it, you get to moments like today, you know, it only takes one spark to start that momentum and get that building again. And you know, I was proud to see, I think Noah was up there right at the end, you know, battling it out. You know, Michael was up there quite a bit. I know Josh had some trouble, but, you know, he had some speed early on. He was up there in the top 5. So, you know, I think as a whole, today was a good day for our company, and we just got to keep plugging along and keep doing our job, and we'll be in good shape.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good deal. We'll Justin, congratulations again on the triumph, and good luck going forward at Martinsville.
Matt, I appreciate it. And I also want to say one thing. So a lot of you guys in the media, you guys have dealt with my PR rep, Megan Johnson. And so this is like her send-off. This is her last weekend working for the 7 team, and she's going on to another venture. So as disappointed as we are to see her go, there's no better way to send her off than with a win. So we're excited for her, excited for her new opportunity. But I know a lot of you guys in the media, you know, have dealt with Megan. So definitely send her a note and wish her well. And we appreciate all that she's done for our team, not just the 7 team, but just junior motorsports as a whole. So thank her for that.
Without a doubt, a class act all the way around. Much thanks for your help, Megan. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, yep, good deal. That will be our final media availability of the evening. I know some of you asked for Noah Gregson. We will not have Noah Gregson available. So this will be our final media availability. We will have audio and video of these availabilities posted shortly on NASCARmedia.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care now.